Well, Labor is accusing the government of infighting over how to deal with Chinese political influence in Australia. On the weekend, the Trade Minister Simon Birmingham questioned whether his junior Liberal colleague Andrew Hastie's comments about China were against the national interest. But others, including on the Labor side, say Mr. Hastie's dark warnings about China are on the money. Here's political reporter Tom Eagledon.
Support for Andrew Hastie's view that Australia's become complacent about the threat from China is coming from on high today. Senior US Admiral Scott Swift, who was until recently the commander of the US Pacific Fleet, told Nine Media he thinks Mr. Hastie should be taken seriously. But some of Mr. Hastie's colleagues are offering no such endorsement.
Well, democracy allows backbenchers to have their say. That's the great thing about democracy. Any backbencher is entitled to their view. And it should be seen exactly that, as a view of a single backbencher.
That's Junior Minister Stuart Roberts speaking on ABC News Channel this afternoon. Yesterday, Trade Minister Simon Birmingham labelled Mr. Hastie's views as against the national interest.
The government has been all over the place when it comes to China.
That's Shadow Defence Minister Richard Marles. He says squabbling among the government's MPs about China helps no one.
It has a whole range of different views, and that is an absolute problem for our nation. There needs to be a consensus among government as to exactly what its position is in relation to China. I mean, it is absolutely essential that the government resolves this.
And indeed, one Labor MP is speaking up in defence of Mr. Hastie. Anthony Byrne is the deputy chair of the powerful Intelligence Committee, of which Mr. Hastie is chair.
The Australian Parliament shared Andrew's concerns, the chair's concerns, when he passed foreign interference and foreign espionage laws in June last year.
And he told RN Breakfast this morning that the Trade Minister's rebuke of Mr. Hastie ignores the fact that Mr. Hastie gets regular intelligence briefings from ASIO and the like about China.
He should perhaps censure the head of ASIO and other agencies when they talk about the strategic threat. I think having a standard that's set by a minister, a trade minister, an economic minister, defining what's in the national interest is probably not the way to go. If there's anyone that sets that conversation, it should be the Prime Minister. So let's hear from him.
Well, I made comments on that the other day, so I don't feel the need to add anything further to it.
That is the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, speaking this afternoon. He's refused on multiple occasions to directly address Mr. Hastie's comments last week.
I'd simply say this, that the government is fully aware of the complexity that is involved in our region and the challenges that we face in the future.
But others in the government do share Mr. Hastie's views. Victorian Senator James Patterson is one of them.
What Andrew Hastie was speaking about was really reflecting the big shift in opinion in the Australian political class over the last 5 years about foreign interference of all types, including from the Chinese government here in Australia, and sending a very clear signal that we are a sovereign nation and we'll stand up for our values.
And as for those foreign influence laws passed last year, he thinks they're not yet working as intended, especially the register of lobbyists and influencers linked to foreign governments the laws established.
I think it's fair to say that some have been surprised that, for example, the Confucius Institutes on many Australian university campuses, which are funded in part and controlled in part by Chinese government entities, did not elect to register on the foreign interference register.
Were you among those surprised?
Yes.
Do you think then that the Attorney General should be following up with those organisations? We hear from them that they still haven't been contacted by anyone from the government to inquire about their status in this regard.
I think there'll be an ongoing process over the coming months to make sure that everyone understands their obligations under the Act to register if they are linked to a foreign government.
That's Liberal Senator James Patterson ending Tom Eagledon's report.